Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys this morning? This is Cynthia. I'm your host this morning, and I want to welcome you to Circles of Prosperity. And I'm here with Dr. Reggie. Oh, my goodness. We're just out of sorts this morning, so please forgive us. I want to hear a little music this morning. How about you guys? We are going to go through the seven spiritual laws of success, which is a practical guide to the fulfillment of your dreams. Yesterday, you heard a replay of the first law that we're covering, which is the law of pure potentiality. And we're going to continue that discussion today. But this is a short book by Deepak Chopra. I just absolutely love it. There are two books by Deepak Chopra that are little tiny books, and I love them so much. One is this one, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. The next book that we're going to do sometime in the beginning of the year is The Way of the Wizard. And let me tell you, we did this book over a year ago, The Way of the Wizard. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Sin. How are you?
Okay, I know you've got sinus trouble this morning, huh?
I sure do. It's driving me nuts, but it's okay.
Well, anyway, The Way of the Wizard was a huge breakthrough for many of our listeners. I love to bring the oldies but goodies back, and so we'll bring that one back, and it's going to be, you will absolutely love it. When I came to the end of that book, I cried. I just broke down and cried because it was like saying goodbye to an old friend. It was just the story. It was so simple, but it was so dynamic. It was a very powerful book. And this one is too. Hey, how did you guys like the interview with Rasha? Oh, my God. I was talking to one of my friends last night, Dr. Reggie. You know Mazan?
Yes.
Mazan said he has listened to that interview three times. But he's still listening to it. He said there was so much meat on the bones, he couldn't grab it all at one time. Isn't that something? People have been calling, and I want to share our good news. They have, Blog Talk Radio has honored us by making us featured hosts, me and Dr. Reggie featured hosts. So you'll see our shows on the homepage. And we really want to thank you, the listeners, because, they listen to not only to our content, but they are watching our numbers. Our audience is growing. And so we want to thank you for that. But it means just more work for us. And which we're really happy about, because we did this to reach as many people as we could. And so continue to share our little show with your friends. We really appreciate that and listening in. Tonight is Tuesday night. Yay! Meditation night here in Atlanta in Duluth. We're at a new location. I want to make sure you guys have that address. Dr. Reggie, you got that for them?
Yes, it is. It's 3142 Hill Street in Duluth at the Duluth Festival Office. And it's a wonderful place. We'll have a good time.
Yep. Going to be great. And Dr. Reggie's doing all sorts of stuff this month. I don't know what happened. He just got busy. I kept getting all these emails. And I'm going, oh, my God, this calendar. So he's doing a something on December the 14th with the goddess. Right, Dr. Reggie?
We're honoring the energy of the female energy of God. God is male and female, not just all patriarchal energy. And we honor the mother aspect of God, the goddess. And so be on December the 14th at the same location. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a lot of fun, because you know what? When you honor that, there's a sacred energy that comes over you. And some people really are in awe. Some of them cry and break down. They feel like they're coming back home again. That's a beautiful energy. And that's what you have to understand, the nurturing aspect of God, the mother energy. I hope you'll be there.
Yes, that's going to be awesome. And that also will be in Duluth. And then here's the one that I'm so excited about. Not to, I mean, the goddess thing is just always beautiful. But we're doing something called Evolve 2012. You should have received an email from us, an invitation to this event. You know, even if you live somewhere else, you need to come to this event. I'm serious. This is December the 21st. 2012. How many of you know about the end of the Mayan calendar? There's a lot of stuff going on. People are saying that it's the end of the world. And, you know, there actually, we, Dr. Reggie has had several clients who have called who are actually just stressed out and in fear that this is the end. Some say it's the beginning. Even Native Americans, because we have quite a few Native American friends, they are aware of this time, and the way they describe it is that the planet is going to turn inside out. So it's very destructive. But if you guys have been with us on Circles of Prosperity, if you've gone through oneness, this ascension process is much more gentle than the end of the world. It's really about you shifting. You are ascending. You are evolving. That's why we call this Evolve 2012. You are evolving. The planet is evolving. And this is actually marking a 26,000-year period, the end of it. And there is a new age. So we've been telling you that we're moving into bringing heaven on earth. There's a shift in consciousness. There's a shift in your consciousness where you are, and this is what we're teaching you, how to manifest the joy, how to manifest the things that bring you joy. You've always had this power. But as Rasha said, this is an unprecedented time for us to really move into, to become enlightened. Enlightened beings. Isn't that awesome? So this particular ceremony that Dr. Reggie is doing is going to be awesome. We're going to have fun. We're going to have some food. We're going to have a beautiful ritual in celebrating our higher self and the evolving self. I love it. So that's on December the 21st, on the actual day. December the 21st is from 7 to 9. If you did not receive your personal invitation to attend this powerful event, it's because you're not on our mailing list. So how do you get on our mailing list? Go to our website, circlesofprosperity.org, and make sure you join and become a member of circlesofprosperity.org, and then you'll get on our mailing list, okay? I love you guys. All righty. So let's move into our lesson. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's move into our prayer. Dr. Reggie, no, we're going to have to pray first. Okay, Dr. Reggie.
Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the impetus to understand who we are and have self-realization and self-knowledge to prepare for self-growth, ushering in a brand new era and a brand new time. We're more than just bundles of energy and nerves. We are divine energy. We are divine power. And we are always divine seekers of truth. We thank you for waking us up, opening our heart, putting the proverbial white rose in our heart to make us understand and smell the beautiful fragrance that we are as children of the Most High. We thank you for the power and the energy, and we are always grateful to bring about balance and peace in this coming age. And we are debunking all the doomsmongers that we know we are accelerating in energy and evolving in a beautiful, powerful place of peace, love, prosperity, and eternal bliss. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So, yesterday we talked about the law of pure potentiality. And I just want to repeat some of the things that we talked that were in the recording yesterday. One is, what is the law of pure potentiality? What is the law of pure potentiality? It is, you need to recognize that you are the source of all creation. The source of all creation is pure consciousness, and you are a part of that. And this pure consciousness, it is not formed, it is unformed. And it has the pure potential to become anything. It can move from the unmanifest to the manifest. And Deepak says, when you realize that your true self is one of pure potentiality, and when you align with the power that manifests everything in the universe, imagine what that would be like. Imagine what that would be like. So just stop for a moment and say, oh, the essence of who I am is not that I am Cynthia the teacher. It's not that I am Cynthia, Dr. Reggie's wife. The essence of who I am is pure potentiality. The essence of who I am is capable of manifesting anything that I desire. I can be, do, and have anything. I have the pure potential to become anything. And you know what? You cannot hear this enough. Because as soon as you hang up the phone or as soon as you turn off the internet from listening to this show and you step out into the world, you begin a different belief system. I'm not proclaiming that for you today. I'm proclaiming that you're walking away understanding the power that you have. So as we went through this yesterday, we ended with a beautiful meditation that Dr. Reggie took us through to take us into the silence. And Deepak says that the silence, practicing the silence and making it a commitment to take a certain amount of time just simply to be, just simply to contemplate that you are pure potentiality. Take that thought into meditation and to do it regularly. He says, practicing silence periodically as it is convenient to you is one way to experience the law of pure potentiality. Spending each time each day in meditation is another. But ideally, you should meditate at least 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening. How many of you are doing that? Spending time with oneness. Isn't that what Rasha said, that we need to spend that time with oneness? This is your personal time with God. Through meditation, you will learn to experience the field of pure silence and pure awareness. You shut down all of the phones and the television and the neighbors and the cars and the fire alarms and the ambulance alarms and the car chases and the kids, you know, and their activity and your husband placing demands on you. You're going into that which you really are, pure potentiality. To really own and understand your relationship with that divine essence, you have to go into the silence. You can't do it any other way. We're going to be talking about the law of intention and desire It's the fifth spiritual law, and you will see how you can introduce a faint impulse of intention into this field, and the creation of your desires will come about spontaneously. Whoa. So here, do you see what they're saying? Because this is something that we mention to you all the time. You have the power to have instantaneous manifestation. Start practicing the silence now, spending time, 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening, going into the silence. And then, and as we go through this process, we'll be giving you the instructions on how to set your intention and stir that unformed energy so that it becomes manifest, the unmanifest to become manifest, and how quickly your desires will be manifested. Aren't you looking forward to that? I know I am. But guess what Deepak says? Stillness is the first requirement for manifesting your desires. How many of you were with us when we did the book study of creating money? The exercises in creating money, the first thing you did was go into the silence and learn how to magnetize that money to you. Magnetize what you want. Same process. And so this is what he says. Imagine that you're throwing a little stone into a still pond and you're watching it ripple. And then after a while, when the ripples settle down, perhaps you throw another little stone. Well, that's exactly what you do when you go into the field of pure silence. And then you introduce your intention. Because in this silence, even the faintest intention will ripple across the underlying ground of universal consciousness, which connects everything with everything else. But if you do not experience stillness in your consciousness, if your mind is like a turbulent ocean, you could throw the Empire State Building into it and you wouldn't notice a thing. In the Bible, there's an expression that says what? Be still and know that I am God. And this can only be accomplished through meditation. So another way to access this field of pure potentiality is through the practice of non-judgment. All right, number one, go into the silence. Number two, non-judgment. Who can tell me what non-judgment means? We've talked about it here, see, over and over again, so I'm bringing it back to you. No labels, no judgments, right? Okay, so another way to access it is through non-judgment. Judgment is the constant evaluation of things as right, wrong, good, or bad. Get rid of it. Stop it. There is no right. There is no wrong. The minute you say, this is wrong, or you treated me this way, or all of those feelings equal stress on you, not who you're projecting it out on. It's stress on you. Release it. It just is. It's not easy. I'm still trying to release some things going on in my life. It's not easy. But don't beat yourself up about it. Just say, you know, I'm glad she's reminding me about this morning. What am I holding a judgment on? And let me release it. Because when you are constantly evaluating and classifying and labeling and analyzing, you create a lot of turbulence in your internal dialogue. And this turbulence constricts the flow of energy between you and that field of pure potentiality. And you know what? You're literally squeezing a gap between the thoughts. That's not what you want. You want to be in alignment with pure potentiality. You don't want a gap there. This is the main reason why people who are not manifesting with the law of attraction, this is why it's happening. They're not paying any attention to what their thoughts are in terms of, ooh, this is a good thing. Ooh, this is a bad thing. Ooh, who does she think she is? Ooh, all those judgments. And then they want to know, well, why isn't my stuff coming? Well, how pure are your thoughts? How clear are your thoughts? Are you going into the silence? You know, we are such powerful beings, and I say this all the time, but we have not been trained how to use the tools that we were designed, that are just inbred in us. We have not been trained how to use these tools to create the life that we want. And so we waste things like our speech, which is extremely powerful, and we waste our thoughts on idle crap. You know, if you don't learn anything else, guard your thoughts and guard your words. Guard your thoughts and guard your words, because, as I say before, those two things create, they make your magic wand. Your thoughts and your words are your magic wand. And that's how you create your reality. Guard your words, guard your thoughts. The gap is your connection to the field of potentiality. It is that state of pure awareness, that silent space between thoughts, that inner stillness that connects you to true power. And when you squeeze that gap, you squeeze your connection to the field of potentiality and infinite creativity. There is a prayer in A Course in Miracles that states, "Today I shall judge nothing that occurs." Non-judgment creates silence in your mind. It is a good idea, therefore, to begin your day with that statement. You want to hear the statement again? Let me write it down. Today I shall judge nothing that occurs. Gloria, can you put that in the chat room for us? Today I shall judge nothing that occurs. Make it through the day. Write a journal about it. Share it with me tomorrow how well you did. Non-judgment creates silence in your mind. It is a good idea, therefore, to begin your day with that statement. And throughout the day, remind yourself of that statement each time you catch yourself judging. If practicing this procedure for the whole day seems too difficult, then you may simply say to yourself, well, for the next 2 hours, I won't judge anything. Or for the next hour, I will experience non-judgment. And then you can just start building on it. But don't let today pass without spending some time saying, I will not judge anything today. Or I will not judge anything for the next hour. So, through this silence, through this meditation, and through non-judgment, you will access the first law, which is the law of pure potentiality. And once you start doing that, you can add a fourth component to this practice, and that is regularly spending time in direct communion with nature. How many of you are going out for walks? How many of you get out of your car and walk to the store or walk to visit a neighbor, something down the street, just to be in nature? Why? Why is that important? Well, spending time in nature enables you to sense the harmonious interaction of all the elements and forces of life, and it gives you a sense of unity with all of life. Whether it is a stream or a forest or a mountain or a lake or a seashore, that connection with nature's intelligence will help you access the field of pure potentiality. Have you guys ever been high up on a mountaintop? or just driven through parts of the country, to see the Grand Canyon is just an amazing thing. You know that there's something bigger than you when you experience that. It's just an awe. You're just totally in awe by it. Even standing on the beach and seeing the endless ocean, or to be in the middle of the ocean and see nothing but water, it puts you in awe. It puts you in touch with that divine essence. It's bigger than the physical you, but you feel so connected to it. There's something that makes you say, I'm a part of this. Deepak says that you must learn to get in touch with the innermost essence of your being, because this true essence goes beyond the ego. Dr. Reggie and I were reading a book yesterday called Soul Psychology by Joshua Stone, David Stone, and he had a quote in there from Sai Baba who said, God is man without the ego. Or man is God minus the ego. That's how it is. Man is God minus the ego. And then he goes on to talk about how modern day psychology really is about trying to heal people in the ego, but the ego is the problem, what causes the problem. And they're still trying to, psychologists are still trying to treat the ego, when really what we need to do is dissolve the ego. It's a powerful book. I think maybe we'll have it as a class. So he says, the true essence is beyond the ego. It is fearless. It is free. It is immune to criticism. It does not fear any challenge. It is beneath no one. It's superior to no one and full of magic, mystery, and enchantment. Don't you rather be that? Wouldn't you rather be that person? See, the ego is the one that says you're not worthy. The ego is the one that says you're better than someone else, or you're less than someone else. The ego is the problem. The ego is the problem. How do we move past the ego? First of all, by having non-judgment. Only love conquers the ego. Pure love conquers the ego. Take these little baby steps. Begin meditating at least twice a day. If you can only do 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and then increase it. And stop judging. Move into non-judgment. No matter what occurs, non-judgment. Okay? And so we're going to move into this place where we're just walking bottles of love. Oh, isn't that exciting? So access to your true essence will give you insight into the mirror of relationship, because all relationship is a reflection of your relationship with yourself. How many of you have watched the Bashar video that I sent you on manifestation? How many? Okay. He talks about the 7 laws of manifestation too. And what I love, he has a section at the end of his video where he is talking about reality and understanding physical reality. And he says, and I've probably repeated this because it was so profound for me, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around the concept, okay, because this is retraining yourself. He says that we look at physical reality. That means you're looking out around, you're looking at your computer, your phone, your desk, all of this, you know, your bedroom, and you think that that physical reality is being projected to you. So, you know, he says, in reality, you are projecting that physical reality outward. It's coming from you. So when you look at your relationships, instead of you saying what this person is doing and how they're acting, you really need, I love how Rasha said it. Rasha said you need to turn the camera inward. You see, we think our vision is a camera that's facing out to the world, but really and truthfully, it's inside. Turn the camera inside. Because whatever that person is doing is reflecting how you relate to yourself. So how much do you love you? How can someone else love you if you don't love yourself? He says, this is what Deepak says. He says, all relationship is a reflection of your relationship with yourself. So if you have guilt, if you have fear, if you have insecurity over money or of success or anything else, then these are reflections of guilt, fear, and insecurity as basic aspects of your personality. And we've had so many book studies here. What does this remind you of? This is taking us right back to Gary Zukav's book, Spiritual Partnership, where he says, face the frightened parts of your personality so that you can reach your authentic power. He calls what Deepak is calling the essence of your true being, that state of pure potentiality. So Gary Zukav is saying it is your authentic power. He's saying it's your true essence, but he defines it as your authentic power. But he says you've got to deal with your crap and release the fear, release the guilt. And it, you know what? This will take a lifetime. It may take several lifetimes, but don't let that stop you. Because every little bit that you move forward, you're improving the quality of your life. Don't let it stop you. That's the whole purpose. And I love Rasha. She said, what else is there? What else should we be, should we strive for? And there's no, the bottom line is you're just digging down to get to who you really are. Oneness tells us there is no destination. We already have it. We're just revealing it. We're just expressing it fully. I love it. I absolutely love it. So there is no amount of money or success that will solve these basic problems of existence. Only intimacy with the self will bring about a true healing. And when you are grounded in the knowledge of who you really are, your true self, when you really understand your true nature, you will never feel guilty. You will never be fearful. You will never be insecure about money or affluence or fulfilling your desires because why? You will realize that the essence of all material wealth is life energy. It is pure potentiality. And pure potentiality is your intrinsic nature. It's who you really are. And as you gain more and more access to your true nature, you will also spontaneously receive creative thoughts. Because that field of pure potentiality is also the field of infinite creativity and pure knowledge. Oh my God, you need not leave your room. You can just remain sitting at your table and just listen. You need not even listen, but just simply wait. You need not even wait. Just simply learn to become quiet and still and solitary, and the world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will just roll in ecstasy at your feet. Woo! Oh my goodness. You see, you guys, you're little angels. I just love it. I absolutely love this. I'm giving you your Red Bull this morning. That's a jolt. That's a Red Bull, a Red Bull moment right there. See, listen, the universe is massive, is it not? It's affluent, is it not? When you look out, and even the astronomers, there's billions and billions of galaxies and stuff. They can't even quantify. They have to have a little code to quantify how many millions and billions of miles it is that this little glimpse of light, which represents a whole galaxy, it's never ending. And here you are down here on this planet worrying about what's going to come to you, or who's got more than you have, or who's got a better job than you. Create your own. Don't worry about what Joe Blow is doing over there. Get busy. Create. Move into the stillness. Release the judgment and the resentment, and create that which is going to bring you your joy. Because there is no such thing as lack of limitation, only that which is in your mind. Be still and know that I am God. And there is a subcode in there, because as long as you're thinking that God is outside of you, okay, that's acceptable. All right, be still and know that there is a God outside of you that's bigger than you, that's doing stuff for you. But when you grow up and you let go of that thought, and you move into your having a relationship with God, and you know that God is a part of you, that God is in you, and that if you can uncover all the stuff that's smothering the true essence of your God nature, then when you say that scripture, be still and know that I am God. And I'm releasing this energy, this creative energy, into this sphere of pure potentiality and manifesting that which I desire. So, no, I have no lack. I have no limitations to what I can do. And listen, to some of you that are still from the 50s and the 60s thinking that black people can't do this and the white man will only let you do that, move into this truth. Stop saying it. Don't pass that legacy on to another generation. End it today. You can be, do, and have anything that you desire. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have trouble. But as long as you are in tune with that divine essence of who you are, it doesn't matter. You have no fear. You don't feel inferior to anyone. And it's not because you think that you're better than anyone else. You just know how powerful you really are. The gift that God has given you. And we all have it. And you can look at everyone beside you, your brothers and your sisters, and you look at how wonderful they're expanding their territory and doing wonderful, great things. And you can say, oh, isn't that wonderful how God is expressing through this person, instead of, who does she think she is? She's expressing God, thank God, and doing magnificent things, thank God. Wow. Oh, my goodness. We have so much power, and we just squander it because of our thoughts. The affluence of the universe, the lavish display and abundance of the universe, is an expression of the creative mind of nature, and you're connected to it. And so the more tuned in you are to that mind of nature, the more you have access to its infinite, unbounded creativity. But first you have to go beyond the turbulence of your internal dialogue. And you've got to connect with that abundance. You've got to connect with that affluence. You have to connect with that infinite, that creative mind, because you're a part of it. Whew. I'm hot now, okay? I'm burning up. The truth just burns me up. It sets me on fire. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to go out and conquer the world this morning. Amen? Yes. So when you quietly acknowledge this exquisite coexistence of opposites, you align yourself with the world of energy, and there's a quantum soup, this non-material, this non-stuff that is the source of the material world. The Bible calls it substance. The Bible calls it substance. You have scientists out here trying to find that one single molecule, that one single atom. They call it the God particle. They even know that there's something that makes up everything. And they're just desperately trying to find it. And it's inside of you. They're looking outside. But it's inside of you. The world of energy is what? It's fluid, it's dynamic, it's resilient, it's changing, it's forever in motion, and yet it is also non-changing. It's still quiet, eternal, and silent. So when you move into the silence, it's there, and oh my God, let's see how can I put this. When you're in the silence, it's like standing on the beach and hearing the waves coming in, the ocean is gentle, and there's a rhythm of how the waves come up and wash against the shore, and then they roll back out. The water rolls back out, and then it sloshes up against the beach at the shore. And it just rolls back out. There's a rhythm that a peaceful ocean has. It's just a rhythm. And when you're in the silence, you become one with that rhythm. You're flowing with it. Just flowing. And if a little wind comes, which would be your thought, it changes that rhythm. And it manifests a different rhythm. So your one little thought, now depending on how that thought is, it could cause a tsunami, right? It's different stages of it. It could cause a lot of turmoil, or it could be a very even flow, and it's just building, building, building to a crescendo. But that's what pure potentiality is for me. When I go in, that my thought can change that rhythm of how that wave, how the water flows in, how the tide comes in, and how it washes back out to the ocean. It's very fluid. So stillness alone is the potentiality for creativity. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Last week, I had to do all this homework, and I was totally stressed out by it. So literally, I was sleeping like 1 or 2 hours a night. But I was up, and I shifted in my consciousness where I was receiving so much stuff so quickly, because I was in that stillness, and the ideas were just flowing over and over and over again. So I'm encouraging you to go into the silence. Tomorrow we're going to move into the law of giving. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I hope you stay with us through this book study, because it's going to bless you. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Beautiful lesson that was. Oh, my goodness, Cynthia. I'm always amazed at how the power of God moves through you.
Oh, honey.
And I'm grateful. We are now capable of fully knowing our personal power and becoming masters of our life, serving God with unconditional love. And Father, let us pray from our soul and not from the negative ego. We pray for the highest good of all. We judge nothing that happens, because it is a pitfall on the path of ascension. Speaking of the law of giving, we ask our listeners to help us in this broadcast, to keep the broadcast going, and to keep Oracle Friday, because they love getting the messages. If they love it, they can go to the site and make a donation. God, move their hearts and move their minds to give, and you shall give them back, pressed down, shaken together, that they will not have room to receive it. And that will be a blessing and a testimony on the air, and I thank you for it. I bless everybody listening. I'm expecting great miracles today and forevermore from your lips to God's ears and to ours to bless us as well. I believe this is so, and so it is.
So it is, and so it is. Thank you so much for joining us today. God bless.